This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Maybe you've seen the girls clutching an American Girl doll that looks like them. Those mini-me's are not cheap. They cost more than $100. And until now, were only available online or at just 20 American Girl stores. Now the parent company, Mattel, is taking some of its pricey American Girl dolls to the mass market with little niches, call them boutiques, inside some Toys R Us locations, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
You don't have to look hard on YouTube to find little girls and even their parents freaking out over American Girl dolls and clothes, like at this birthday party.
American Girl doll clothes.
And shoes.
Still, American Girl sales are slumping.
They may be reaching a point where they've largely penetrated the households that can afford it.
Piper Jaffray analyst Stephanie Wissink says American Girl is facing a lot of competition from cheaper knockoff dolls from the likes of Target and Walmart. And she says American Girl stores are concentrated in tourist areas and malls, which have their own problems.
We've seen a pretty persistent decline in traffic to malls.
Jeffrey's analyst Trevor Young says moving the dolls into Toys R Us stores could boost sales.
This potentially broadens the distribution significantly for the American Girl franchise.
American Girl has also launched a less pricey line of dolls called Welly Wishers, which will hit Toys R Us stores starting this weekend. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.